Well, praise the Lord. God is good. We thank him for his goodness and his grace and mercy. A little late start, but it's all right. It's all right. All right. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word with these, your people today. I thank you that revelation knowledge is flowing freely, unhindered, unrestricted by satanic force. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to continue what we've been talking about. This is part two of Living from the Inside Out. We're going to talk about breaking the spirit of despisement, knowing your value inside. So we're going to continue this series, which has been absolutely awesome. All righty, let's get straight into it with section one. Don't despise yourself. It's important not to despise yourself. Despisement. Is a strong man, it's a strong spirit, or it's actually spirits that devalue people. A person must get the word of God on the inside concerning their value in Christ and then bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. In Mark chapter 3, verse 27, it says, Jesus said that no one can enter the strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then he plunders his house. He also told Peter that the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. Upon this rock, he said he would build his church. So Jesus builds the church. We don't build a church. We just come fellowship and let him build what he wants to do in that particular local fellowship. But the point I want to make is, Peter got a revelation. He says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, no one has revealed this to you but my Father only. And on upon this rock I build my church. So he's talking about revelation knowledge of who Jesus is. The word also says that without a divine revelation, I believe it's the Amplified version, without divine revelation, people perish. So people need the divine revelation of Jesus. So as you get a divine revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, you begin to break every bondage of the enemy in your life. And so we just happen to be talking about today how despisement is a strong man that causes you to despise yourself. So to despise someone or yourself is to judge yourself. So, and you're judging yourself as unfit or unworthy. I also want you to understand and always remember, as the scripture says, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So our fight is not with people. They're actually with spirits. And these spirits shape how people feel and think about themselves and others. Alrighty? So as we give our life to Jesus Christ, that's the change that takes place. He changes us from the inside out. As we see who we are in him, it brings the change, it begins to change us on the inside. Alrighty, so self-despisement often comes from a product of trauma, usually beginning in childhood. Many people grow up carrying it. They begin to learn to cope with this condition rather than being free from it. They begin to live in status quo. Well, you know, this person, I'm not able to do this, or I'm not able to do that. And actually, it's designed to be a dream killer. We are God's dream seed. He puts dreams on the inside of us to fulfill his divine purpose and plan. They're his dream that he wants to live through us, through our lives. You know, but the enemy works to devalue people so that they never actually reach their potential and purpose in Christ Jesus. So part of church is getting deliverance on the inside, being the new person to being the new you. All righty? Makes sense? All righty. So now, continuing on, but if you are not delivered from this self-despisement, you will never fully walk in God's divine plan for your life. True freedom begins when you receive revelation and a heartfelt conviction of your value in God. I'm going to say it again. True freedom begins when you receive revelation of a heartfelt conviction of your value in God because you believe in Jesus. All of this changes when you believe in Jesus. The new you begins on the inside. You got born again. You got a new born again spirit. So you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Well, you know, say I looked at my hands and they looked new, and my feet, they, you know, well, yeah, okay. The newness is an inside newness. And now you, now that you're born again, you got a born again spirit. You got to now learn to live out of your born again spirit. Amen. All right. And your born again spirit feeds on the word of life. The word of life is the words of Christ Jesus. He is the bread of life. And so as you feed on that bread of life, you get that new internal being, new being of who you are. Your life begins to change from the inside out. All right. Praise the Lord. So, as I said, self-despisement often begins with trauma, as the case of Mephibosheth. We talked about that on Sunday. He was dropped as a child. That's what happened to him, where he became lame. You read it back in Samuel chapter 4:4. A lot of people go through traumas in their childhood. I know I did. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the enemy gets in there and tries to destroy family. I don't blame my family. I don't blame any of that stuff. I've learned that the devil was trying to kill me. And a lot of people, the devil does things to people. You know, some people were sexually molested as a child. You know, some people, as they grew up, they were violated in some kind of way sexually, you know, or bullied. Bullying is a form of devaluing people, you know, and those are spirits that's behind that. You know, people that are bullies, they get a charge about bullying people to make them feel good about themselves, to overpower someone. Well, that person has spirits on the inside of them. If they're not born again, and if they did give their life to Jesus Christ, those spirits still try to influence you to make other people feel devalued and less than. So these are all spirits that actually attack humanity. I said this on Sunday, and I want to bring it up again, how in Rome, when Jesus came to do his earthly ministry, they was in captivity to Rome. And the Roman government allowed them to practice their Judaism. And as a result, they gave them hired guards to imprison people and things like that, where they didn't obey their religious systems that they created. Well, why did Rome do that? Because Rome figured out they were influenced by the devil, but the Roman government figured out, if we let them practice their religion and let them fight each other over their religious system, they will never band together and attack, you know, Caesar or Rome. They'll never attack. And that's enemy's strategy now. His strategy is to keep godly people that believe in Jesus, to keep us fighting each other. There's a lot of junk that I see now on Facebook. I just don't even look at it no more. You got people just put a lot of junk out, talking about this preacher, laughing about what's going on in this church, and talking about this foolishness. You know what? There's a lot of foolishness going on. My question to these people, are you praying for their deliverance? Are you just making money on Facebook, getting clicks? Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. We expose evil by explaining the truth of the scriptures, not pointing people out and tearing them down on Facebook and all over the world. You know, so that's my spill on it. And I mean it with all of my heart. Pray for their deliverance and stop, you know, making mockery of them, saying whatever you think you're doing. God, you're hurting a member of the body of Christ. They believe in Jesus. They're just ignorant. They're deceived. And if you know better and they don't, then don't be full of pride and arrogance. Pray for their betterment. Alrighty, I've said enough on that. Praise the Lord. So anyway, yeah, you know, it's the truth. We gotta stop looking down on people, man. That ain't cool. That ain't cool. Stop being used by the enemy to devalue your brother and sister in Christ. Grow up. All right. So now, that childhood wound left Mephibosheth with a broken image of himself and a sense of loss, a lost worth. Or, you know, he looked at himself as a dog, as we talked about Sunday. But restoration comes when we feed at the master's table, just as King David brought Mephibosheth out of hiding and seated him continually at the king's table, his table. So we too receive a new image of ourselves when we take our place in Christ at his table, Our value is revealed and others begin to recognize our worth God has placed within us. And I was just saying before we got started here, I wanted to talk about this because this is a really good teaching. We had some technical difficulties. But anyway, just like in the natural, just, you know, if you know a famous person, and I use President Obama or some people like President Trump, I'm just using them as examples, and they invite you to the White House or they invite you to dine with them, you know, or some other famous person, what happens? You see them in the presence of that person, and that person is talking to them or talking, you know, you immediately equate them and you see them more valuable in your eyes. You know, some people know famous singers or sports players and, oh, you know them. Oh yeah. They're like family, and they're like, oh wow. And they kind of see you different. You know, you know, a famous person, in business that own a corporation, you know, oh man. So who you hang around, if they're of prominence, it begins to change how other people begin to see you. So the point I'm trying to make is they begin to see Mephibosheth different because he was always dining with the king. And so they respected him because he had a special place at the table with the king. I'm here to tell you that demons and devils will leave us alone when we sit at the table and dine with Jesus. We have all authority and all power over them because we've come into our knowledge of understanding that we are king's kid and we dine at the king's table. We dine at the palace with Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. That's what it's all about. And so it changes an image of yourself. You start feeling better about yourself. And I'm talking about spiritually because we're not fighting with people. We fight against evil spirits that influence the minds of people. So when you get to knowing who you are on the inside, it begins to manifest and show itself up on the outside. And they see you carrying yourself different. I did a teaching about a revelation of your righteousness. You know, when you get a revelation of your righteousness, you behave different. You begin to, you act like a king's kid. You act like royalty. Glory to God. So there's a new image, not pride and arrogance. Just confidence and a surety in who you are. And you to see other people that way. We're going to talk about that later in this lesson. Because once you stop despising yourself and see who you are in Christ, you now begin to see other people that way, even if they don't see themselves in who they are. They'll begin to see who they are in you. I mean, yeah, who they are from you, responding to them the way they are seen by God, because you know how God sees them, because you know what the word of God says about them. And so it's easier to share the word with people when you know how God feels about them, even if they don't. And you reflect God's feeling towards them on them. Mm-hmm. That make sense to you? Mm-hmm. All right. So as I was saying here, restoration comes when we feed at the master's table, just as King David brought Mephibosheth out of hiding, seating him continually at his table. We too receive a new image of ourselves when we take our place in Christ. When we take our place in Christ at his table, our value is revealed and others begin to recognize that worth, that the worth God has placed in us as we walk in our God worth, what we're worth in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We talked about also, this is section 2, we must eat better to be better. And I shared how the meaning of Mephibosheth's name, his name carries prophetic significance. Mm-hmm. We looked at the root word of his name, the combined, I see, well, I just saw something, is me, the word me, Mephibosheth, the word me is there. So now you can make it personal. Look at this. To cleave, break apart our shame. So me has been separated from and breaking apart from all shame. And I've ended shame. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm just seeing something in my heart. Basically, what I'm getting at is you must stop cleaving to your shame and break away from that shame. Mm-hmm. See, so you stop cleaving to shame, but you break away from your shame nature. You're no longer ashamed. I think I got a teaching talking about how Jesus, one of the nine aspects of the cross is Jesus was took shame on the cross to remove shame for your life. So as you dine at his table, you're broken from that Lodi Bar mentality. The shame is no longer there. And so, and you stop blaming people for your brokenness because he heals you from the inside out. Glory to God. This is good stuff. Alrighty. Continuing on with section two, we must eat better to be better. The anointing of Jesus breaks apart shame and we cleave to the new man inside. Again, the anointing of Jesus, it breaks the yokes. It removes burdens and breaks yokes. It heals the broken heart. That's the anointing of Jesus. And when the anointing of Jesus rises on, takes place on the inside and rises up and it breaks all that junk that the enemy held us captive in, it breaks us free from all the chains of captivity. We're no longer captive to our old nature, old feelings, looking down upon ourselves. Lodi Bar is no longer available because we got rid of it. We have no longer have a Lodi Bar mentality. What does that mean? We no longer live below the bar. We live above the bar. So no more below the bar living. Restoration comes when we feed at the master's table. There we receive a new image of ourselves. I know I'm saying the same thing, but this is how the Holy Spirit ministers to your heart. Open up your heart and let the Holy Spirit minister. Let the King of Glory come in and break any area in your life where the enemy's been holding you back. So as we take our place in Christ, shame is broken. Our value is revealed and others begin to recognize the worth God has placed in us as we embrace it. So in Ephesians 4:24, you want to put on the new man, which is created and renewed according to the image of God in true righteousness and holiness. That's that seed. That's that word, that scripture. That's a seed. Put that in your heart and meditate on that seed. And that thing break open on the inside of you. And it creates a new tree that produces the fruits of the reality of that righteousness. You can't effectively help others and lead them to Jesus if you don't know who you are in Jesus. So you got to know Jesus lives on the inside of you so you can help others discover that he lives in them. He lives in me. Okay, yeah. Lion King. Glory to God. That's Lion King. All right, section three, continue. Section three, the key to staying free. Section three, the key to staying free. The key to staying free is seeing yourself in line with what the word says about you. So you got to see yourself in line with what the word says about you. Now, if you're going to church and anybody telling you what the word says about you, I'm not talking about some motivational message to make you feel good so you can achieve your personal ambitions and goals and desires in life. I'm talking about knowing who you are in Jesus and what he's done for you. See, that's what we're supposed to know. So you must keep your mouth in line with what the word of God declares you are and what you have in Jesus. This is the true gospel. Freedom is maintained by planting a seed, the seed of God's word in your heart and cultivating it daily and keeping the weeds out of it. You see how these teachings are starting to fall together now? So if you're struggling in any area of your life, find what the word says. No. Oh, glory to God. It's in the Holy Ghost. Find your victory in the scriptures in Christ. Glory to God. Your victory is in Jesus. And the scriptures reveal the victory you have in Jesus when you get in that word, pull that word out, plant that word in your heart, meditate on it day and night, water it. My God, envision yourself walking in the victory of that Jesus has provided for you, and it begins to grow up on the inside of you, and bam, it happens on the outside. So what's on the inside begins to manifest and show up on the outside. Whatever area, finances, healing, deliverance, it doesn't matter. The total package, find what the word says. Put it in your heart, meditate on it, keep your mouth in line with what the word says you have and you are, and it's going to produce in your life. Start speaking to the mountains what the scripture says about you. Stop speaking the problems. Speak the answer. Glory to God. Jesus is the answer. All right. So now let's look at these scriptures. It says, I got some scriptures there on those scrolls there. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. See that? He's making you free. Glory to God. Get that word in your heart and meditate it. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. He says, those who love it will eat the fruit of it. So what do you love? Do you love your problem or do you love the answer? Jesus is the answer. Speak Jesus. Speak Jesus. Speak the answer if you love the answer. But if you want the problem, then you speak the problem. The problem is going to persist. But if you speak the answer to the problem, the authority of Jesus in his name will move that problem out of your life. That's what our salvation is all about. That's what faith is all about. It's all about believing in what Jesus has done for us and who we have and what we have, you know, in him. Continuing on, that was Proverbs 18:21. In Matthew 13:23, it says, but he who receives seed on good ground, you see that? Is he who hears the word, understands it. You understand what I'm saying? Understand that you got to do the sayings of Jesus so it manifests in your life. Who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, and some 30. So it depends on how much attention you give to it. Glory to God.
Amen.
All righty. Glory to God. We're almost done here. Hallelujah. Man, this is probably one of the shortest teachings I've done in my life. Glory to God. This is God's day. All righty. Section 3, the key to staying free. Now, this is my scripture here, y'all. This is my scripture. In Colossians 1:19-23, it reads, For it pleased the Father that in him, talking about Jesus, all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. So by Jesus, God is reconciling all things, reconciling, or bringing things back into his relationship, right relationship with the Father. Whether things on earth are things in heaven. See that? Having made peace through the blood of his cross. So peace has been made through the blood of Jesus' cross. And you, put your name there. And Larry, I can't put my name there for you. Well, I can, but you got to have faith for yourself. The just shall live by his faith or her faith. You got to believe this for yourself for it to work for you. I can encourage you and build you up, which I'm trying to do. But you got to take the word to heart for yourself to get the results of the word. So, and you who were once alienated and enemies were in your own mind. Your enemies. I was an enemy with God in my own mind like everybody else. What did he say here? Enemies in your mind by wicked works. What? Doing things to hurt myself. That was the wicked works. Doing things to help to hurt myself. And some things, it hurt other people. But I was an enemy with God in my own mind. Why? Because I thought God was trying to deny me of some fun or pleasure. God has our best interest in heart, and he's never trying to deny us anything. He's trying to give us everything. I'm going to say it again. God is not trying to deny us anything. He's trying to give us everything. Glory to God. And Jesus is the everything. Now, so look what he says here. And you who were once alienated, enemies in your own mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in his body of his flesh through death. Why did he do this? Now look at what it says here. Look at the comma. Why? Here's the why coming right behind that comma. To present you. Say that. To present me. And you, what? Holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight, in God's eyesight. So we live not to please others. We live to please God. Yes. All that matters is how God sees us. Glory to God. God sees me through the blood, holy, blameless, and above reproach. So if you're being reproached, well, man, that ain't God. That ain't how God see you. He don't see you as lowly bar. He sees you living above the bar, not below the bar. Because you're a king's kid. You dine at the palace. Glory to God. At the palace table with the king. You got to get this, man. Now you must, if indeed This is what now you must. This is what you must do. If indeed you continue. So you must continue. Indeed, you must continue in the faith. What? What is the faith? This faith that I read to you, that is that you're now wholly blameless and above reproach in his eyesight. This changed my life. I went to church for years. And I never felt right. I never felt God loved me. You see, a lot of people go to church trying to earn God's love because they don't really understand what grace is. And grace doesn't mean you don't deserve it. God is love. So to say you don't deserve the grace of God is saying that you don't deserve God's love. No, the purpose of God's grace is doing for you what you can't do for yourself. Watch this. Because he loves you. And he knows you couldn't do it in your own ability. That's why he sent Jesus to set you free. And he sent Jesus to make you free. All you got to do is listen and learn and allow that word to grow on the inside and show up on the outside. That's called grace. The seed groweth on its own. How? I don't know how. But I have to cultivate that seed. Just like in the natural, you plant a seed, you're going to have to water it. You're going to have to keep the weeds out. You're going to have to keep the animals out your garden. Huh? Hello? It's as simple. But it grows on its own. So the change takes place as you do the natural things necessary for it to happen. What's that? Meditate on it. Think about it. Meditate. See yourself with it. Say it is so. Worship God. Worship God. Worship God. Lord, I thank you. This is how you worship right now with this scripture. Lord, I thank you that I'm holy. I'm sacred. I'm above reproach in your eyesight. Thank you, Father God. I won't look at myself the way I used to look at myself. I'll now look at myself the way you look at me. Glory to God. Do you see that?
Glory.
Now, you must indeed. Indeed, if you continue in the faith, you gotta continue. Grounded and steadfast. You gotta get grounded and steadfast in what? Your holiness, your righteousness, your blameless before God because of the blood. Grounded and steadfast. And I moved away from the hope, see that word? Of the gospel. That word gospel means good news. Isn't that good news to hear that you're holy, you're blameless, and you're above reproach in his eyesight? But what about all the bad things I do? Didn't I tell you? You on team Jesus? You got your robe of righteousness on?
Amen.
You got your jersey?
Amen.
You come to practice? You read the playbook, the Bible? Why? Because you on the team. You're here to learn how to play better. Huh? Huh? You practice righteousness. Maturity is practicing righteousness. Now, if you ain't trying to live right, then you ain't serious. And you ain't on the team. And you can't fool God. He knows if you're trying to live right or not. But if you're sincere, trying to live right, trying to put this thing to practice, and you're doing it, and you're doing what the word says do, you're going to get results, and you're going to get proficient at it. Proficient at it. And victories on it. That's right. Victories after victories after victories after victories. Glory to God. Right now, we're talking about the victory of breaking the power of being despised. Not let the devil look down on you and devalue you. Glory to God. All right, we're done. Here's my closing remarks. You must see yourself as the word says. You got to see yourself as the word says. Who you are in Jesus. You got to start reading the Bible and seeing who you are in Jesus. You got to start reading the Bible and seeing what the Bible says you have in Jesus. Glory to God. The benefits of your salvation because of the blood. Glory to God. There's benefits because of the blood. All right. Speak in agreement with the word. Speak in agreement. Agree with. What if you was in court and you were being on trial? Your defense attorney is Jesus. The devil is prosecuting you. And Jesus is telling you, say, I want you to testify of what I did for you. When the devil says and bring up problems in your life, you tell him the blood has covered that. When the devil tries to tell you you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you tell them, no, it is written in the book of Colossians, I'm holy, I'm acceptable, and I'm above reproach. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. This is so simple. Speak in agreement with what Jesus has done for you. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Are you staying in agreement and testifying of what Jesus has done for you? This is the gospel, and it's been that simple. I told you, all you need is a doctorate degree to complicate the simplicity of this thing. All right. Plant and cultivate the word in your heart. Get that word of truth of who you are and what you have in Jesus in your heart. guard against weeds. Weeds are lies, doubts, and distractions. To keep that word from growing up on the inside. Before you know it, you're walking strong. You're walking tall with your head up. And watch this. Whew. Blessings begin to flow. The devil begin to leave you alone. The angels begin to work on your behalf. Do you understand? When the angels can't even work on your behalf to cause grace and favor in your life if you don't agree with what the word says you are in Christ Jesus. Your agreement gives the angels and God in heaven permission to help you in this natural realm do what you can't do in your own ability. The angels begin to give you grace and favor and cause things to happen. Glory to God. You got a business and you're trying to get your business to grow. You know, first of all, tithe. Use your business to increase the kingdom. And now you can release the angels to cause people to come and patronize your business. Because it's for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't cheat nobody. Do it as unto the Lord. And before you know it, people just start taking notice about your business. And there's a bit, let me go see what's going over there, you know. And it starts growing and overflowing. Why? Because you're a child of the King. You're a child of the King. Father God, I thank you. And I've taught this word to the best of my ability. I pray that your people was blessed. And this word begins to make them grow and overflow in who they are and what they have in Christ Jesus. Break the power of self-despisement, belittling themselves. Let them see who they are. They're sitting at the King's table. Thank you, Lord. No longer living below the bar, but they now live above the bar. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God.